story is Miss Dorothy Jane Was Ever So Vain by Julie Fulton and illustrated by Yona Young. Okay. Miss Dorothy Jane was ever so vain. She stared in her mirror for hours. Was her hairbrush just right? Was her jumper too tight? Would her hat look much better with flowers? When she went into town, she would strut up and down, thinking people would see her and smile, that they'd say with delight, "What a wonderful sight to see somebody dress with such style." It was sunny, and so she decided to go for a stroll to the town's brand new hall.
Well, where is she?
She's in town.
Where is she?
Oh,
right back there.
Yes, maybe.
Yeah, she's gone.
She could see a large crowd, people shouting out loud at a poster nailed up on the wall. It said, "Hamilton Shady will need its best lady to curtsy and welcome the Queen. If you think you're the best, come along with the rest and join the parade on the green." Oh, wow. A dress or a skirt, her red blouse or a shirt. Off she rushed to pick out a new beau. Her pink or blue shoes, there was so much to choose. But at last, she was ready to go. Oh, look at her.
Let me count the sheeps.
Oh, okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
7 sheep.
And Mom,
yeah.
What does 7 and 3 make?
Oh, 10, buddy.
10?
Yeah. Feeling sure she would win, she jumped out of her skin when a seagull swooped over her head. It pooed as it passed, but she stepped aside fast, so it splattered the pavement instead. Look, you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's doing poop.
As she walked by the zoo, a sea lion named Lou flipped his fish really high in the air. "Put your parasol up," shouted Keeper McCrupp, "or it's going to land in your hair." She straightened her hat, crept around a black cat, stepped with care past a fresh painted seat. Then a sports car roared by, sending water sky high, which came splashing down right by her feet. Miss Dorothy Jane, who was ever so vain, checked herself from her head to her toes. "I mustn't be late or arrive in a state." But on turning the corner, she froze. In the pond, on a log, was a little black dog. It was trembling and shaking with fear. It fell in with a yelp, so she shouted out, "Help!" But none of the people could hear. Look, they're watching musicians on the stage, so they can't hear with the music. "Oh my goodness," she cried, as she watched from the side. "There really is no time to lose. The dog's starting to sink," without stopping to think.
Even though she can't see him because he's... Without, her.
Yeah, without stopping to think, Miss Dorothy kicked off her shoes. Kicked off her shoes, see?
Mom, that shoe will fall in the water.
Oh, I don't know. "The poor dog will drown," she cried out with a frown, and forgot the parade on the green.
Was she in the water?
She dived in, pulled it out, and then started to shout, "I don't think I will ever get clean." She jumped into the pond and rescued the dog, Roy. She sat down in tears, but soon heard lots of cheers.
She's covered in seaweed.
Yeah. "We choose you to welcome the Queen. You've got weeds on your toes, mud and slime on your nose, but you're the best person we've ever seen." Miss Dorothy Jane was no longer so vain. She made lots of new friends in the town. They all shouted hooray when she gave the bouquet and the Queen smiled from under her crown. The end. So she forgot about what she looked like, Rory, because who needed to be rescued?
Doggy.
Yeah, the little doggy. So she did a really kind thing, didn't she?
Mom. Yeah. Mum, I want to look at these ones.
Oh, yeah, that's the end of the story.
And Mum, I want